This is JIS News. Coming up, April 8 deadline for bad gas complaint submission to Consumer Affairs Commission. More local produce to hit U.S. markets, and Education Ministry to increase technical training for teachers on the cap. The details after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Local farmers are set to benefit from a $29 million US dollar pilot project, which will see more Jamaican produce being sold in 3 cities across the United States. The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, has partnered with the US-based National Association of Christian Educators, NACE, to embark on the project, which will initially benefit 10 farmers in St. Anne for 1 year. President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Norman Grant, says the initiative will provide ample opportunity for Jamaica's farmers to develop a marketing culture to provide high value and top quality farm produce.
One of the areas that we want to focus on going forward is a platform for marketing. This will be an opportunity that will create market for farmers.
Under a memorandum of understanding signed by the JAS and NACE Wednesday, the farmers will supply Nashville, Oklahoma City, and Detroit in the U.S. with turnip greens, sweet potatoes, string beans, okra, bell peppers, sweet peppers, Irish potatoes, squash, corn, onions, and other vegetables. The producers are expected to start planting on May 1, with reaping to begin within 45 to 90 days. Export of the produce is slated to get underway in June. Friday, April 8 is the deadline for the submission of bad gas complaints to the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC. In January, the CAC had invited consumers affected by substandard petrol to submit a formal complaint to its offices in Kingston, St. James, and Manchester. Director of Communications at the CAC, Latoya Halstead, says as at April 6, the agency had received 410 bad gas complaints, noting that the number of complaints had tapered off in recent weeks. She adds that the decision to issue a final call for the submission of bad gas complaints is related to the pending dissolution of the Petroleum Trade Reform Committee, set up to investigate the issue of substandard petrol being sold on the Jamaican market.
The life of the Petroleum Trade Reform Committee comes to an end in mid-April. Now, after the committee life comes to an end, the report that they submit will go to the responsible minister, and it is the minister who will make the decision as it relates to whether or not consumers should be compensated.
The Consumer Affairs Commission is therefore appealing to motorists who have been affected by bad gas to submit a formal complaint. The Ministry of Education is to increase teacher training in technical areas under the Career Advancement Program, CAP. This, as the ministry continues its focus on the promotion of technical and vocational skills as viable career options. Director of the Career Advancement Program, Kenesha Campbell, says the initiative is currently providing training in 42 technical and vocational skill areas to students across 14 sectors.
Teachers that deliver the program that facilitate the students under the Career Advancement Program have been engaged in intense capacity building that looks at their technical competencies in the CBET methodology, as well as their competencies in quality assurance and their competencies in delivering technical vocational skills. And the training will continue.
Ms. Campbell was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Technical training for CAP teachers will begin in July. And the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, says the biennial trade show Expo Jamaica continues to increase exports and generate well-needed foreign exchange earnings for the country. Manager for Market Development, Agriculture and Non-Food Manufacturing at JAMPRO, Berletta Henlon-Forrester, says the buyer program is being extended to any entity that procures goods and services.
Expo Jamaica on a whole is very important to the Jamaican economy because you're talking about increasing exports. There's also the linkages element because, for example, our hotels form quite a significant portion of our local buyers.
The 43rd staging of the Expo Jamaica Trade Show will be held at the National Arena and Indoor Sports Center from April 14 to 17. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.